Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So for a few minutes yesterday, I actually got a little scared. And I don't usually get scared often, unless, of course, it's a scorpion or a spider or somebody, you know, hacked into my, I don't know, credit card. I don't get scared too often. Even with scary movies, I usually kind of giggle a lot. I'm not very, very scared, but I found myself nervous, and I usually don't get that way. I know I kind of seem like I'm really uppity, but I'm a lot more chill than I look. And what had happened, and it's my fault, is I decided to watch about 2.5-3 hours of the county commissioner meeting, the county commissioner, Clark County Board of Commissioner meeting. All right, you would think it would just be calm and just, you know. Anyway, so that meeting was going on. I live in Southern Nevada, and they met, and appropriately so, because we have rising positivity cases, rising hospitalizations of the Delta variant of COVID. So, of course, they're going to meet. When I tuned in, there was a slew of people and community members voicing their concerns about an upcoming mask mandate or vaccine mandate. The commissioners weren't supposed to talk about vaccines, but they did. And community members were really passionate. One was just in tears, you know, trying to hold it together, saying she's financially ruined. She's ruined. Stop this. Other people had suggested, you know, why are we just talking about masks and vaccines? What about improving your immunity, eating better? And so, you know, so many people had points that were made. And the reason why is the commission, the Board of Commissioners was looking at reinstituting possible mask mandates. And the police department was represented, and very, very interesting point the gentleman brought up in terms of, well, masks will prevent people from seeing what the officer is trying to direct them to do, and with a lot of the, you know, current events that have happened recently, we don't want any, you know, shall we say, ambiguity in terms of understanding what the police officer is saying. And from the police standpoint, they had suggested, look, we keep good records of who's vaccinated and who's not. And we have protocols as to if somebody isn't wearing a mask and you know, certain actions taken. Can we as police officers manage this internally? So there were a lot of interesting and interesting arguments. And then Dr. Kortloff, Chief Medical Officer of the Southern Nevada Health District, got in there to give his kind of testimony and his concerns. And the commissioners were asking, you know, who is comprising the largest group of unvaccinated? And he said African-Americans and younger individuals. So as you know, the Pfizer vaccine is indicated for 12 years old on up. There's not a lot of 13-year-olds or 15-year-olds or 18-year-olds coming up to vaccinate. And it was a very interesting statement because I know a lot of people were expecting him to say, you know, Republicans or those who support President Trump. No, as I've been saying for a long time, okay, you know, we really need to move on from this political mudslinging. There are groups of individuals who aren't very vaccine enthusiastic. And, you know, quit trying to accuse a prior president or trying to accuse a future current administration or whatever for causing this divide. If somebody doesn't want to get a vaccine, there might be more deep-rooted reasons. But this is where I got scared. The commissioners one of them had approached Dr. Loft and asked him, would you recommend vaccine mandate? And appropriately, Dr. Loft said, the vaccine is not fully approved. So I don't know if you could do that, basically, if it's only an emergency approval. Once the FDA fully approves it, that could be a different story. But then where things just turned a little just sour for me was one of the commissioners, I'm not going to name names, basically said, if people aren't going to adhere to the voluntary recommendations of vaccines, then there's going to be consequences. And he wasn't talking consequences in terms of COVID. He was talking about them administering mandates. He was suggesting that they crack down on people not doing something voluntary. And, you know, I understand many of you, you know, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. You know, I really like being middle of the road, you know, politically if we can, and, you know, listening to both sides and doing things bipartisanly. But hearing somebody on one political end of the spectrum suggest that there be consequences against people practicing a choice is concerning to me. Now, I get there are people out there saying that the unvaccinated are causing, you know, us to die of COVID. I'd really like to see the numbers of that. If you're vaccinated, is your unvaccinated African-American or immunosuppressed or 15-year-old neighbor really, you know, causing you to end up in the hospital? I understand that there's that 5% chance, but we need to be really, really careful with our language when we want to levy consequences and levy mandates against people that have concerns about a vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine, and I've said that. I am supporting the vaccines, especially the mRNA vaccines. I think they are doing a fantastic job of keeping people out of the hospital. But I will never support forcing somebody or blackmailing them into getting it, especially since vaccinated individuals are also spreading the virus. Maybe not to the same degree. So, you know, the meeting resulted in mandatory masks for employees in public places. But they say they're going to revisit the vaccine possible mandate next month. Let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So very sadly, a 5-year-old boy from Georgia has died of the Delta variant COVID. And the boy had apparently no pre-existing conditions. What did he die of? Apparently, COVID caused him to have pneumonia and a stroke. Now, this is not something we're supposed to see commonly in kids. I think there's been about a total of 336 children, or those under 18, who have died since the pandemic. But when we hear in Mississippi, kids ending up in the hospital or the ICU, when we see a case like this where a 5-year-old boy whose family contracted COVID ends up dying, it does concern you that we are dealing with one hell of a different variant. Now, sadly, this is a case where we have not a lot of rhyme or reason as to why some people survive and some don't. Study last week came out saying 40% of people who died of COVID during the start of the pandemic were diabetic. So then why did 60% die? Were they overweight? Did they have high blood pressure? You know, we've assumed that most of these people had medical conditions. But many of the people I know were pretty darn healthy, which is why I got the vaccine. Like I said, I support the vaccine. I'll never support mandating and forcing it on people, but I support the vaccine. So what does this mean? So if, are we looking at something that's going to now cause more kids to die? So it's tough to say. We didn't have a lot of publicity surrounding, let me see if I have an exact number of how many kids. It looks like I think 335. There wasn't a lot of news articles and media reporting on children dying of COVID. And so in terms of the percentages now with the Delta, it's just too early to tell. So we don't know if it's going to be similar. All we know is now the media is being a lot more vocal about kids as vaccination is slowly going to be approved in kids. So the media seems to parallel public officials and administration. Sorry, I still have the gum paint, so my lisp comes out. They're going to parallel what seems to be, unfortunately, the narrative. So when the narrative was, we have to get adults vaccinated, and we don't have a vaccine for kids, then there wasn't going to be a lot of fear and scare about what's happening to the pediatric population. And the pediatric population, mind you, they could still get COVID, very, very low amounts. Now they want to start to garner public support for kids getting vaccinated. And as we discussed, many health officials are noticing that the under 18 group is the one that's more hesitant about getting the vaccine, or the parents are more hesitant. And so we're going to probably be hearing more about COVID complications in kids. We did. We heard some, and I covered it on my show, but it didn't make big headlines. I think everything should make a headline. I don't think any news should be twisted or manipulated to promote a narrative. But COVID can kill kids. Rarely, but it can. We just need to know if this Delta variant is even more deadly or not, which means we need numbers. We also need, and I've been saying this from the beginning, we need to know how many vaccinated people are getting COVID. Because there is this false sense of security, because we were told if you get the vaccine, you're good. You don't have to worry about masks. You don't have to worry about being around others. And I really do think that a good number of the cases we have are in vaccinated individuals. We need the numbers. I see patients every day on telemedicine. They're not excited about getting tested for COVID. So when I ask them, look, your symptoms sound like COVID. Can you get tested? I 9 times out of 10 get a hell no. I'm like, no. Guys, you know, it would be nice to know if this is COVID. You might have other family members. Nah, we're all vaccinated. We're good. Okay? That's what people want to hear. They want to hear they're good, and they want to hear they're able to move on. Not entirely. So Johnson & Johnson, very interesting study, and I really urge you guys to look at the study. There's a lot of information in the study. So there was a study done by NYU researchers that looked at the efficacy of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine when it came to the variant. And they found that compared to Pfizer and compared to Moderna, it didn't do as well in terms of boosting immunity for the Delta Plus variant, the Lambda. But what's also interesting, by the way, in this Johnson & Johnson study, and I posted the graphs. I like graphs. I like pictures. I'm a lot more visual. The convalescent people, meaning you got COVID, you have your own immunity, paled in comparison to the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. So it's going to be under convalescent. So convalescent immunity didn't look as strong. It almost equated to the Johnson & Johnson shot. So it provides some immunity, but not as strong as the vaccine. So for those of you who keep asking, why do I have to get the vaccine if I have COVID? It's because studies are showing that you have a stronger immunity against the disease with the vaccines. I know a lot of people still find that very, very controversial, but it was an interesting study. So now, for those of you, and we've had millions of people get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, what does this mean? Well, they believe that you still have protection against the variants, including the Delta variant. It's just not going to be as strong as a Pfizer or Moderna. So they are suggesting, the study authors are suggesting, that people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might need a booster. Now, the booster could be another Johnson & Johnson shot, or it could be maybe a Pfizer or Moderna. Heterologous, they call it. So rather than homologous, the same one, heterologous, different. They do, though, say, and they state this very clearly, they do not want public officials panicking about giving people boosters before they manage the primary immunization programs they're doing. Meaning, they want people who haven't gotten a vaccine to get one first before anybody starts thinking about boosters. Now, some of you who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are like, okay, this is ridiculous. Now I have to go back and get another shot. Well, keep in mind, the Pfizer and the Moderna were two shots. So when you had that choice of getting the Johnson & Johnson, if you had that choice, and you got the one-shot thing, the one-shot dose, you know, you getting a second shot isn't that much different from everybody else. If that eases your mind at all. When my kids were getting vaccinated, there was a choice. They were already over 18. They could choose a Johnson & Johnson or the Pfizer. And we chose the Pfizer. And the kids are like, wait, that's two shots? I got boys. Yeah, hey, they don't like vaccines. Us women, we're like, you know, oh, man. Us women are like, you know what? We're so used to getting poked. Fine. But the dudes, they don't handle it too well. In fact, my son is texting me right now. He's mad about something. I think he's mad he's got it, you know, get the flu shot or something. But anyway, so we chose the Pfizer because I was just thinking, I think it has stronger efficacy against the variants. I got the Pfizer, you know, mommy and me. I want you guys to be like your mama. And I, you know, I like Pfizer. They have the Z-Packs. They have the, you know, they have a lot of good drugs. They have Viagra. Anybody who could come up with Viagra gets my vote. So, you know, it's not that I dislike the Johnson & Johnson, because I told you guys early on I love the idea of a one-shot dose. But, you know, just kind of looking at some of the data, I just felt that maybe the Pfizer would be just a little more efficacious. But that doesn't mean you don't have protection. So if you have a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, there you still have protection. You might just have to get a booster. Now, if this puts anybody else at ease, there's a good chance we're going to need a booster anyway. I know they've been discussing that the Pfizer and Moderna possibly give you longer-term immunity, maybe 9 months. But as these variants grow, and if we do get the numbers of how many vaccinated individuals are getting COVID, I wouldn't be surprised if they recommend in the fall a booster anyway. So whether you're Johnson & Johnson or whether you're Pfizer or Moderna, there's a good chance that public officials are going to be bringing up boosters anyway. So I really wouldn't take this in panic. But the take home of this is those of us that might have gotten COVID on our own might not have enough immunity. Does that make sense? Now, during the Board of Commissioner meetings yesterday, they were asked, a health officer, Dr. Hoff, was asked, there was, oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, about the vaccines. I apologize. Okay. Well, you know what? I'll just have to cut that out. See? Brain fog. You know, Jackass 4 or Jackass Forever is coming out. They're all geriatric. That's my kind of... I could be in Jackass now. I'm of that age. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials are reporting the heaviest rain in 1,000 years hit central China. In Zhengzhou, a city of over 12 million people on the banks of the Yellow River, 12 people died in a flooded subway line where more than 500 were pulled to safety. About 100,000 people in the city have been evacuated to safe zones. The delayed 2020 Olympics are underway with softball and women's soccer beginning competition Wednesday ahead of Friday's opening ceremonies. The games are being played without spectators, and a number of athletes have already withdrawn from competition after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Milwaukee Bucks win the NBA title. Dan Naraki reports.
For the first time since 1971, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. The Bucks clinching the title with a 105-98 win over the Phoenix Suns in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading all scorers with 50 points and 14 rebounds, becoming just the seventh player in the history of the finals to have a 50-point game.
USA Radio News. San Bernardino County, California District Attorney Jason Anderson reported Tuesday the Jimenez family, whose gender reveal party in Southern California triggered a wildfire that killed firefighter Charles Morton last September, have been charged with involuntary manslaughter. A pyrotechnics device from the party sparked the El Dorado fire. New legislation is aimed at more people being involved before the president can send troops in harm's way. Tim Berg reports.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. Sanders saying it's time for Congress to reassert its constitutional right in matters of war and peace. Utah Republican Lee adding, these reforms are long overdue and consistent with the Constitution. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So throughout the pandemic, much of medicine has shifted to telemedicine. And many people, even though they have benefited from being able to access a doctor at night and on the weekend, I think there's a lot of conversations that might not be made or going on because people aren't with their regular provider and they're, you know, talking to a stranger in another state. And so as, you know, hopefully the country gets to open up and people get to return to their doctor, if you haven't had some of the more delicate conversations with your provider because you've been kind of out of the doctor's office for about a year and a half, I want to kind of shed light on some conditions that you probably should address and it's okay to address. Joining us today to help us discuss this is Dr. Kimberly Kenton, Division Chief of Female Pelvic Medicine and Reconstructive Surgery at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and also Medical Director of the Women's Integrated Pelvic Health Program. Dr. Kenton, thank you so much for joining us.
Me here today, and most importantly, thank you for opening a dialogue to talk about this important set of disorders that so many women suffer from.
Absolutely. One very common one, which many people don't discuss, is pelvic floor disorder. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So pelvic floor disorders are kind of a group of disorders or symptoms related to your pelvic organs and your pelvic floor muscles, which are the group of muscles that are at the bottom of your bony pelvis that hold up your bladder, your vagina, your uterus, and your rectum. And these disorders are most commonly disorders of urinary control or leakage with coughing and sneezing, jumping, disorders of bowel control or accidental bowel leakage, and disorders called pelvic organ prolapse, which are essentially hernias of the vagina where the vagina loses its support, and that allows the uterus and the bladder to come out of position and begin to protrude from the opening to the vagina.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I noticed with all my gynecological experience with patients that this was a lot more common. Some people don't even realize that those, you know, that it's the pelvic floor. They just feel, well, I had babies and so I get cursed with, you know, peeing when I cough. But this is something that commonly happens.
Absolutely. Even one in three women who are in their 30s that just had a baby will develop urinary incontinence or urinary leakage. And I think that that's one of the biggest myths that probably is the thing that kind of attracted me to the field when I was in medical school, is women were told for many years, and unfortunately still continue to be told, whether it's by their physicians or their friends or their family members, oh, that's normal. That just happens to women when they have babies and they get older. And what I want to communicate here is while it's common for women to have urinary leakage and bowel leakage problems, it's not normal. It's not any more normal than high blood pressure or diabetes or breast cancer, which we would never say that's normal, even though it's common as we get older, and not treat it. And these two can have dramatic quality of life impact for women. And really, the way women begin to limit their activities, even when they're young and they stop going in the bouncy house and they stop jogging and they stop doing heavy weightlifting because they leak urine, have long-term both emotional and physical health consequences for them.
It is so true. There are so many people who have now avoided the gym or avoided dance classes or avoided going out because if they have a bladder leak, it's so embarrassing. And they don't want to, you know, wear Depends. And these are conditions that can be fixed. What sort of treatments are available for women who suffer from pelvic floor disorder?
Yes, I think the most important thing is getting in with a board-certified subspecialist in urogynecology or female pelvic medicine or reconstructive surgery, and they will talk to each individual woman about what her symptoms are, what her goals for treatment are, and then try to pair the best treatment for that individual woman. Things can range from some specialized pelvic floor muscle therapy and physical therapy to more novel and innovative office procedures, such as that we can put Botox in the bladder that really effectively treats urinary incontinence in a lot of women. We even have pacemakers for the bladder, to more permanent options, which are surgical. All of the surgeries we do now are minimally invasive. They're outpatient. Women go home from the hospital the same day, you know, and depending on what procedure they're getting, their downtime is usually even as few as a couple days to a couple weeks.
That's fantastic. We're speaking to Dr. Kimberly Kenton, Chief of Female Pelvic Medicine and Reconstructive Surgery at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine and Medical Director of Women's Integrated Pelvic Health Program. Maria from Henderson, Las Vegas wants to know, do hysterectomies help pelvic floor disorders or accelerate pelvic floor disorders?
So it really kind of depends on why you're having the hysterectomy. Frequently, as one of the treatments for pelvic organ prolapse, your urogynecologist will recommend a hysterectomy. The uterus isn't causing the problem. It's just sort of in the way to pull the walls of the vagina back inside. There are some older data that if you have a hysterectomy and the surgeon doesn't reattach the normal uterine supports back to the vagina, there can be a higher risk of prolapse after hysterectomy. So I'd encourage women, if they're having a hysterectomy, to upfront discuss with their gynecologic surgeon what they're going to do to prevent prolapse down the road. There used to be some thought that if you had a hysterectomy, it could cause urinary incontinence. And the good news is there's no data to support that whatsoever.
Fantastic. And, you know, Kegel exercises, are those things that you would suggest?
So Kegel exercises or pelvic floor muscle strengthening exercises can definitely help some women depending on what the urinary or pelvic floor symptoms are. My one caution with just going out and just starting to do Kegels, I mean, many women were told to do that after they delivered their babies, that many women can't find their pelvic floor muscles. So it's a little bit different than contracting your bicep and doing a bicep curl. And so many women come into my office and they tell me they've been doing Kegels for 30 years. And then when I actually check, they're actually not doing them correctly. And there's ways that they can potentially be harming themselves. So while I think pelvic floor rehab is a tremendous option for women, I would encourage you to have your OBGYN or your urogynecologist or find a pelvic floor therapist test your muscles to find out if you know how to use them and contract them. Sometimes women don't need to strengthen them per se, but they are actually, their muscles are too tight and they need to like do more lengthening and stretching exercises. So
very good
we
point.
Want to make sure that women get the right treatment.
That's so true. Very good point. How can people find out more information?
Yeah, I think two of the really great evidence-based websites for patients, Northwestern Medicine has developed a very thorough one. It's called urogynecology.nm.org. That's got a lot of patient-friendly material about how these disorders occur, what the treatment options are, some nice videos, some nice images. And then the American Urogynecologic Society, which is the premier organization for treating pelvic floor disorders in the United States, has a patient portal called Voices for PFD. And on that website, you're even able to type in your zip code and connect with a board-certified urogynecologist in your area.
That is fantastic. Dr. Kenton, we really appreciate all you do in this field and all you do for your patients, and we can't wait to have you back on.
Well, thank you so much for, again, highlighting this important topic.
Anytime. All right. You take care. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the United States has limited non-essential travel to Canada and Mexico, extending through August 21st. So the U.S. has been limiting non-essential travel along both borders since the start of the pandemic, but they would decide to extend it on a monthly basis. The restrictions do not apply to cross-border trade, U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents, as well as people traveling for medical purposes or to attend school. So, non-essential travel, but the restrictions don't apply to U.S. citizens. So, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I think what they're talking about is they don't want you to you know, travel to Mexico. It's not a mandate, but they're urging you not to go there for vacation. But then, according to CNN, the restrictions do not apply to U.S. citizens. Over recent weeks, the administration has come under fire for continuing to keep restrictions in place more than a year into the pandemic, and Canada had just announced it's going to reopen to Americans who are vaccinated. The only thing is I don't understand why the administration has kept the restrictions, yet they've been very loose about what's been happening at the southern border. We've had over a million migrants come in. We don't know how many people have stayed, how many people have made it across the border, because Border Patrol is overwhelmed. So they're strict on one end of things, but they don't seem to be that strict in terms of migrants and people coming across the border. So, they say a notice is to be posted to the Federal Register. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas notes that there have been positive developments in recent weeks, citing the millions of vaccine doses administered in the United States, as well as Canada, Mexico. But they say in recognition of conditions of very high levels, we are still requiring significant safeguards. So the DHS found that the outbreak and continued transmission and spread of COVID-19, both in the U.S. and globally, posed a risk. If the global spread of COVID is a risk, then why aren't we securing the borders better? I don't understand that. Now, I understand we need to be a place for refugees to come. We need to be able to, you know, help those seeking asylum and have a proper legal immigration process. But right now, it just seems like, you know, the administration really doesn't care. Meanwhile, states like mine in Nevada are considering, you know, again, mask mandates, vaccination mandates. You know, it's going to be a very tough sell to force citizens who have been doing everything they're supposed to, following orders, paying taxes, doing everything they're supposed to follow one set of rules when the government seems to not allow those rules or not suggest those rules to others. You know, kids have been out of school. If you remember in California in the spring, parents were livid because their kids couldn't go back to school, yet there were schools being offered schooling and being conducted, in-person schooling being conducted for migrant children. Now, I understand why the government did that, because children can't have lapses in their education, but if you're going to have in-person schooling for migrant children, then you're going to have to explain why non-migrant children aren't allowed in class also. And if somebody says, well, we're trying to protect our citizens, so then you're telling us that you're putting migrant children at risk? You know, there has to be a consistent message, and that's my problem with this from the beginning. There is no consistent message. When it comes to the abortion discussion and birth control, my body, my choice. My body, my choice has been urged. That's been the narrative now since I could remember. When it came to the government making decisions, you know, in terms of the fetus's life, in terms of birth control and employers' mandates, you know, for birth control under the Affordable Care Act, the liberals were very quick to point out, and understandably so, you know, look, my body, my choice. Yet when it comes to the vaccine, my body, my choice doesn't apply. So I don't understand. Same thing with breathing and the mask. If some people don't want to wear a mask, and mind you, I will support the masks, you know, the mask mandates. I will support my public health officials. But when, you know, you heard people at the commissioner meeting yesterday saying, look, I have a right to breathe. My body, my choice. Who is the party, or who is the, who are the entities involved that are protecting my body, my choice? So it's obviously the inconsistency is frustrating. But what's also frustrating are the numbers. I mean, let's take a look at some of these numbers. Hospitalizations, unfortunately, are going up. And if our hospitals get overwhelmed, that unfortunately is going to cause more restrictions. Now, if a million migrants have come to the United States, and if many of them have stayed, and they have not gotten vaccinated, and some of them might be afraid to enter themselves into the system for vaccination because they, if they came here illegally and they weren't processed and allowed to stay, then they're not going to want to make themselves well known. So again, we don't know how many, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, maybe just a handful of people that might have gotten through the border without being vaccinated. So we don't know if some of these numbers could be them. And I also get very, very frustrated when county officials blame people who are unvaccinated and threaten consequences. When they're, who are you talking to? Are you talking to your American citizens? Are you talking to migrants? Are you talking to illegal immigrants? Are you talking to, who are you addressing? It seems like they in their mind, they picture they are addressing somebody supporting President Trump. And I'm telling you right now, so many people who have not vaccinated are not doing it because of one particular president. Many of them are Democrat, too. In the U.S., hospitalizations have now started to climb, almost doubled in the last couple weeks. We've had another 40 deaths reported in the last few hours, another 616 cases. Doesn't sound like a lot, but we're being told that the Delta variant has now expanded at least, have gone up about 225%. India is still battling with cases, Russia, the U.K., so I believe there's a limitation now on U.S. travelers coming to the U.K. or U.S. travelers going to the U.K. Italy is still grappling with cases. Germany, Iran, Indonesia, Poland, Mexico. And Mexico has been, I've been watching the Mexico numbers very, very closely because many people coming through, you know, Central America or coming through Mexico to get to the United States, right, are probably not stopping necessarily to get a vaccine. Mexico has 130 million people, we're being told. I don't know what percentage are vaccinated, but it's a lot less than in America. So we have, obviously, our work cut out for us. And now we're being told the Delta variant has caused about a 244% increase in the last 3 weeks. Again, is that because people aren't wearing masks? Is it just because that's just the nature of the variants? Is it because the variants don't care about masks? There's a lot of people still wearing masks. Is it because of unvaccinated? Is it because of vaccinated? You know, how much of these cases are vaccinated individuals? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.